It won't be Palm Drive Hospital anymore. The new operation, still housed in Sebastopol's familiar hospital building, will be called the Sonoma West Medical Center. Ray Hino is the new organization's chief executive officer.
What we're out to do is to reopen Palm Drive Hospital under the new name, offering all of the services that the community wants and needs, an emergency room, an acute care hospital, but add some new specialty outpatient services that we believe will make it a profitable facility.
Among those planned new services, detailed in a presentation to an overflow midday audience in the otherwise empty hospital's conference room, are orthopedic and minimally invasive spinal surgeries and on-site specialists in urology, endocrinology, neurology, and rheumatology. These will be mostly outpatient services, while the new no-wait emergency room is expected to refer about 12% of the people treated there for longer hospital admissions. Hino says he fully expects to have all this in place within 3 months.
It's very aggressive, but I think it's important that we reopen this hospital during the month of April. I'm not so much worried about hitting April 6th if there's a little bit of slippage there, but I definitely want to have it open before April 28th. At that point in time, I get very worried because I think that the doctors that have signed up to be on board, the employees that have signed up to be on board, by that time I think they all disappear and it's a completely different ballgame.
Financial projections prepared by Interim Chief Financial Officer Glenn Minervini-Zick anticipate needing $11.4 million to reopen. $4.2 million is being requested from the Palm Drive Healthcare District, which administers the parcel tax that helps fund the hospital. The new plan also hopes to raise up to $9 million in startup money and a capital improvement fund. Dan Smith, a longtime hospital supporter and newly named board chairman for Sonoma West Medical Center, is upbeat about those fundraising efforts.
We've already gotten about $5 million committed, so we're already very far along down the road. And I actually think now that there is a clear business strategy and that we're moving forward, we're actually already starting to remodel the hospital and clean up some of the areas that need to be cleaned up. I think that people will really come forward now.
The reopened hospital is expected to run an $880,000 loss in its first year, due mostly to unrecoverable startup costs. After that, rising revenues from the new services will move operations well into the black in the second and subsequent years. Jim Maresca, the current chair of the Palm Drive Healthcare District, says meeting those income targets will be critical.
Any business that you start, you need to make sure you can make your revenue numbers and keep your costs under control. Otherwise, we end up back where we were. So we need to make sure that gets done.
But there is still one large cloud hanging over all this, acknowledged Ray Hino, the pending Chapter 9 bankruptcy filing that accompanied Palm Drive's closure last April.
That will have great effect on us because how the district exits from bankruptcy will have a huge effect in terms of working capital and what's available to reopen the hospital.
A hearing to present the new plan to the bankruptcy court is scheduled in mid-February. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.